Penguin Random House Audio presents Lenin the Dictator, An Intimate Portrait by Victor Sebastian. Read for you by Jonathan Aris.
In Memory of C.H. Introduction. On one side of Moscow's Red Square, there remains a site familiar to anyone who knew the late Soviet Union in the communist years. Every day, long lines of people queue patiently for a ticket to visit Lenin's mausoleum, set within a huge marble plinth erected in the late 1920s. The wait can last an age, the tour itself just moments. Visitors enter a basement and walk along a bare corridor for a few meters in eerie semi-darkness, before reaching the coffin. Powerful lights illuminate the embalmed body, which has been lying in this tomb on plush red velvet for nearly 90 years. There is such a crush of people that they are given a maximum of 5 minutes to pay their respects, or simply to gawp. A few of the visitors are foreigners. The vast majority are Russians. It is a macabre place to go sightseeing in the 21st century, whoever is entombed there. But 2.5 decades after the collapse of the USSR, it seems the strangest of anachronisms that Vladimir Ilyich Lenin can continue to draw such crowds. Everyone knows the havoc he wreaked. Few people now believe in the faith he espoused. Yet he still commands attention, even affection, in Russia. The present Russian leader, Vladimir Putin, has no intention of getting rid of the tomb. Rather, in 2011, he...